Today is Friday, July 3rd. I'm Megan Lynch. Downtown and downtown West will have a 9 p.m. juvenile curfew in effect beginning tonight.
The curfew is intended to curb youth violence that has plagued the city's downtown in years past. Here's Mayor Kara Spencer.
We've seen teenagers coming downtown late at night far too many times in the past summers, creating an unsafe environment for both the community, our downtown, and our teenagers.
With the expected heat, Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says this 4th of July will be a tough one for them to cover.
It's hot. Take your time. If you get too hot, locate one of the three tents that we will have down there to assist you with any type of medical emergency. Like I said, there's three dedicated medic units that will be down on scene the entire time.
Chief of Police Robert Tracy says juveniles detained for violating the curfew will be held until their parents pick them up. The city is also setting up a variety of sanctioned activities with the Boys and Girls Club for children to participate in during the evening hours. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
It's final. St. Louis has a spending plan for its $255 million Rams settlement windfall. Alderman passed it 12-3 after years of fighting how to divide it. It now goes to Mayor Spencer for her signature. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge voted yes.
I feel good where this board bill ended. Would I have loved to see more? Absolutely.
Alderwoman Sharon Tyus voted no.
I've watched over and over the lies that have been told about what is going to be for North St. Louis. It is a lie.
The plan sends at least $120 million to tornado recovery and Northside redevelopment, with another $55 million for downtown. Business group Greater St. Louis Inc. praised the vote, calling it a step toward fixing long-standing disinvestment. Even though New York City's mayor is asking residents to keep their thermostats at 78 degrees, an official with Ameren, Missouri, says Missourians shouldn't be worried about the same thing happening here.
Even with the heat wave, Matt Tosh, director of incident response for Ameren, Missouri, says Missouri residents don't need to be concerned about the energy grid right now.
While demand is certainly higher, we're not to the point where we're asking customers to curtail their energy use.
He says Ameren has on-demand facilities that can ramp up quickly, which allows the company more flexibility during extreme weather.
Our equipment is designed and really to operate effectively at the kinds of temperature extremes we see in Missouri.
And while demand is increasing, Tosh says the grid is stable for right now. Jade Aubrey, KMOX News.
I'm Michael Calhoun. We're keeping tabs on another bill of yours. Missouri American Water is in the middle of a major infrastructure push, and it's asking state regulators to approve a rate increase to help pay for it. Much of the work centers around St. Louis County. Christy Barnhart with Missouri American Water tells us the criteria the company uses when deciding which mains to replace first.
Lots of plant improvements, mainline replacement. One that comes to mind that's currently undergoing, I think it's in its getting ready to start its second phase right now, is one on Berry Road. We try to look at areas where we see frequent main breaks. We also look at the age of pipe. But between plant improvements and main breaks, those are the two main drivers, I would say, in our capital plan.
Other St. Louis County projects in the plan include relocating the South Plant water intake to a higher elevation to reduce the risk of flooding, along with pump and emergency power upgrades designed to cut down on service disruptions during severe weather. The Missouri Public Service Commission will consider the request. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Did you witness the deadly road rage encounter on westbound 64 in O'Fallon? Police said it happened between 3:50 and 4 p.m. Tuesday between Highway K and Winghaven. It ended on the Winghaven exit ramp. The vehicles involved were a silver Toyota Prius and a dark gray Chevy Equinox. Anyone with information or dash cam footage asked to contact the O'Fallon Police Department. More details coming out about the stabbing and abduction that led to an Amber Alert this week. 36-year-old Munyaradze Chuturami Ramani is accused of stabbing his wife about 30 times. She told police he threatened to kill their 6-year-old daughter next, then took off with her. The car was later found abandoned in Frontenac. The girl found safe about 5 hours later. Chuturami was arrested at a Caseyville motel where police say he may have tried to take his own life before officers arrived. He's being held on $500,000 cash-only bond. U.S. Marshals and U.S. attorneys in Missouri and Illinois announcing Operation Patriot Shield, an effort to ramp up the capture of wanted fugitives that resulted in 224 arrests last month. U.S. Marshal for the Southern District of Illinois, David Davis, says members of the local community are thankful for the arrests.
Sometimes people in the community feel like they're hostage to these violent criminals.
As a result of the arrests, a kilo of drugs were seized, three missing children recovered. St. Louis University cutting more than 35 open faculty positions and 45 staff jobs as the school tries to close a budget deficit that's been driven by falling enrollment. The Post-Dispatch reporting SLU President Ed Fesser broke the news to faculty and staff Tuesday. He also said additional filled positions have been cut, though he didn't say how many. Enrollment at SLU dropped 15% this year. That's a loss of more than 2,000 students. Fester addressed this last year with KMOX.
What we have to all of us do, I think, in higher education is recognize that there is a more diverse set of students out there of all walks of life who need access to higher education of various kinds, and we need to adjust to that.
Last month, S&P downgraded the university's bond outlook from stable to negative.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.